Hey, you want that to go?
Our takeout segment today maybe should be called deliveries, because we're talking about pizza, Celeste. Domino's pizza, to be exact.
Talking about that at 6:20 in the morning?
That's right. It's never too early to start talking about pizza that sometimes seems to have the consistency of cardboard. Domino's is turning 50 in 2010, and they have heard the complaints about the pizza quality, and they're changing their recipe. Joining us is Russell Wiener, Chief Marketing Officer for Domino's. Hi, Russell.
Hey, Luke. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little nervous because there are many nights in my life when the hour is late and the telephone calls to me that I need some Domino's. Where are you changing the pizza?
Well, I can tell you, don't be nervous. And if it wasn't so early in the morning, I'd love to be delivering one to you right now. But, you know, we've been around, as you said, for 50 years. And, you know, we listen to our consumers, and we certainly were proud of our former pizza. But our feeling was that if we could deliver something to the consumers that they liked better, and, I mean, our data says, I mean, we're talking 25% better than our prior pizza, then we should give it to them, and that's what we're doing.
Are you a little worried, though, because there's a troubled history with, like, New Coke and people doing things? I mean, you've been around for 50 years, so people are buying the pizza. I mean, are you worried changing it's going to alienate some folks?
Well, certainly going in, you make sure with everything you do that you don't end up in that situation. You know, the New Coke analogy, I'm not sure that one holds because, I mean, Coke was a brand that was known for taste, the classic taste of Coca-Cola. We're a brand that's known, certainly consumers, you know, like the taste of our pizza, but when you say the word Domino's, more delivery comes to mind. So the analogy for New Coke to me would be akin to us saying we don't deliver anymore. And that's, you know, we're the number one delivery pizza company in the world. So, you know, we're a delivery company that also wants to be known, you know, just as much and loved just as much for our pizza. And that's why we're doing this.
Well, what are you guys actually going to do to this new pizza?
What I like to say is the only thing that's the same with this and our old pizza is that they're both round.
Wow.
So we've changed the crust, we've changed the sauce, and we've changed the cheese. We've ended up with a pizza that just, you know, from the first bite to the last, and that's the piece I'm kind of personally most proud of, is, I mean, you could start biting this pizza in the front, or you could start with the crust, and you'll love it.
I feel like most people are pretty straightforward on how the pizza's eaten, though. Most people just go, you know, from the cheese back to the crust.
No, sometimes people fold it.
Yes, Lester. I think we're in this case, what we're going to do is our new crust is so delicious, people are going to start eating it backwards. Mark this day, mark this interview.
And we were.
I think people,
this is the beginning
people
of a
will
new
be looking
trend.
Back to this interview as the day that they start eating pizza.
Historic things. Boy, we were worried that they were there just here to flog Domino's pizza. No, that's not the case. Russell Wiener here to expound on the virtues of their new pizza stuff. Chief Marketing Officer at Domino's. Thanks, Russell. Time for our sports takeout with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Last night, Navy rolled over Missouri 35-13 in the Texas Bowl. And as always, as New Year's comes along, it means major bowl games. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, let's jump right in. What bowl games are we looking forward to?
The game that I want to jump to first, of course, is the Gator Bowl. It may not be the biggest grossing, the most important game, but it features the last game for Coach Bobby Bowden.
The legend.
Correct. And Bobby Bowden started his career coaching at West Virginia, Florida State, where he currently coaches, where he became the legend, one of his legendary times. The 80-year-old Bobby Bowden is going to play his last game against his first team, and it's going to be in Florida. This is going to be somewhat of a tearjerker for some.
I know. It's sad when you see these coaches. Like, I thought this was going to be what happened to Joe Paterno. You coach forever, you have all these wins, and then you just have a really bad, like, last three or four seasons. Somehow Joe Pa turned it around. So unfortunately, Bowden didn't really get to do that. It's He's kind of going out on a sour note.
He is. And this brings us back to some of the other conversations about coaches this year, because what we have also is Oregon versus Ohio State. In the Rose Bowl, and I really like Oregon in this one. Mm-hmm. I think Ohio State doesn't play great at the end of the year, and Oregon has a lot to prove. They started off the season highly ranked, and everyone touted them to win a national championship. Moving on, in the Sugar Bowl, this is the game that I'm really excited about, where you have Cincinnati face Florida, and this is the SEC Florida, the powerhouse, with Tim Tebow as the quarterback. Now, going back to the coaching conversation, Urban Meyer, the coach of Florida.
Yeah, the retire, unretire, maybe.
Precisely, because of his health issues, look for Florida to come out very emotional.
Yeah.
They're going to come out, you know, with like Bible verses like Tim Tebow right under their eye black and ready to go. Now, the other thing is Cincinnati, the coach Kelly has just left, and now he's coaching for Notre Dame.
And exactly. Like he said he had to start recruiting. He couldn't even go coach the game, right?
Precisely.
So that's ridiculous.
So look for the seniors and the juniors for Cincinnati to also come out with a lot of energy to prove improve. I think out of all the games, this is the game to watch.
Is there one more sleeper, like a game that you're looking at the roster and you think this could actually be interesting?
So that's the PapaJohns.combo. I know the name is funny. We're in this era of this, but
right.
South Carolina versus UConn, Connecticut. South Carolina is a really tough team. This is another SEC, South Carolina.
Steve Spurrier's there now, right?
Correct. Versus the Big East, which is UConn. This is another sort of stylistic difference. The SEC has a lot of big, fast, strong guys. They play a hard-nosed football game, and the Big East is a little bit more skill-oriented. Speedy guys are on the edges. And both of those games, the South Carolina-UConn and then Florida and Cincinnati, my bet is that they're going to both be high-scoring, high-flying, exciting football games.
Lots of good games. I'm going to Costco. I'm getting a mega pack of wings. A lot of football, a lot of wings to be eaten. Thank you, Ibrahim, for being with us.
Our last takeout comes from our listeners, and we've been asking all week for you to share your New Year's resolutions with us.
Hey, this is Seth from Hoboken. My New Year's resolution is to eat and live more locally.
I am actually also trying to eat better, too, Celeste. We're going to have more on that in a moment. This is Troy from North Dakota.
Great 2009 for the takeaway. The additions of Celeste and Ibrahim have been wonderful. Still the most entertaining and informative news radio program with the best paradigm. Thanks, and have a smurfy, Twitter-free 2010.
I promise we do not pay Troy from North Dakota anything. We're always listening at The Takeaway. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.